All right, Mang. So this is the 11th, and we have today, we've got, what the fuck are we doing, man? Oh, Ray Conniel is at Sweet Farm. He's been put, he either checked himself in or... I think he was put there by county. I think he was put there by the Ventura County Sheriff because Ray started singing, you know, Return of the Mac again, and this chick came back to his brain. He hasn't been right since the whole thing went down. Also, we have a flashback. Oh, no, we have Jay Santos on the Atmospheric River coming to L.A. We got another bad rain situation coming up. Then we have a flashback. We have Chris Norton flashback. Going back to the days of Mary Kay Letourneau, remember when there was a spate of teachers and students having sex with each other? So I was just sitting here reflecting on my first year in radio. My first year in radio was 1973, okay? And I was thinking on the songs that we played. I was a disc jockey, and I broke into radio in what was called middle of the road format. Okay. A lot of people used to give me shit, go, "Hey, Henry, what do you know about rock and roll? You start MOR. Motherfucker, you got to start somewhere, you know?" They used to just piss me off because I probably knew more about fucking rock and roll and rock and roll than half the guys that I worked with at those stations. But anyway, be that as it may, I was starting at this little station in suburban Orlando. And I'll never forget the Hot Rotation songs. That year, the year I started in radio, here's what was in Hot Rotation in Chicken Rock, middle of the road radio. Delta Dawn by Helen Reddy, which I fucking grew to hate. Because it starts with Delta. It starts in this very jarring, okay, this is WBJW, BJ 1440, Phil Henry, and here is Helen Reddy. Delta Dawn. The other song was Tie a Yellow Goddamn Fucking Ribbon Around. Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. And occasionally a good one came along. So Very Hard to Go by Tower Power was also in Hot Rotation that summer. Because I started the summer of 73, my first job, May, the end of May 1973. I'd been in Orlando exactly one fucking year. I came into town in the summer, you know, June of 72 with my buddies, and we started working for my friend Rob's dad. He had a concrete construction company. So my job was hauling fucking wheelbarrows full of wet concrete, digging footings, digging ditches, moving large piles of dirt from one place to the next. And occasionally they would say, okay, Phil, they would teach me how to finish cement. So I'd get the trowel out and I'd start to kind of fumble my way through that. And then I also got really good at putting rebar in swimming pools. So I became the guy that, for some reason, I had an aptitude for tying off rebar and putting, you know, stealing the shell of a swimming pool before they put the gunite, which was the sort of cement. So that was the, and then 1 year fucking later, I was in radio. Now, I don't, you know, I must have really wanted to be in radio, or maybe I just really the fuck wanted to stop working for a living. I don't know what it was, but that summer, 1973. So Delta Dawn, So Very Hard to Go, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. What the fuck else? Oh, That's the Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, Vicki Lawrence. Oh, my God. I remember that song because it was like a murder mystery or something. That's the night they hung an innocent man. Was that it? Yeah, I don't know. And Vicki Lawrence was very popular then because she was on the Carol Burnett Show. And Vicki Lawrence came from Inglewood. She broke into television at a rather high level. I think she like just broke in with the Carol Burnett Show. I don't think she did anything else. She was that talented. What the hell else, man? That summer. I remember it just was shit music. It was really shitty fucking music. I remember just hating it, you know, and not really. I was low man on the totem pole. I was doing midnight to six, so I couldn't really stretch my wings in terms of personality. And I really didn't know how to do it. I wasn't quite sure. How do you start doing this personality radio shit when they're telling you to keep your mouth shut and play all the records, you know? I'm trying to think. Me and Mrs. Jones, that also was a big one with Billy Paul. Me and Mrs. Jones, Billy Paul. Me, and I used to make fun of that because he sounded like he had a lisp. Me and Mrs. Jones. Well, anyway, that was my first year in radio, my first summer in radio. 73. And by 1974, the company had bought an FM station. BJ105 was born, and I was rolled out as Morning Drive. I did Morning Drive at BJ105. and the music, as I remember, wasn't much fucking better. I think they just took the playlist from the AM and put it over in the FM. But it was the beginning of, BJ105 eventually became a big CHR station in Orlando, but it started out pretty weak. But then, so did I. So did Phil Hendry. But that was 73, man. And I was just thinking about that because I was thinking about songs that I really dug from the late 60s that were sort of middle-of-the-road songs, but songs that I thought were really brilliant, like Wichita Lineman, Jimmy Webb, when he wrote those songs for Glenn Campbell. Wichita Lineman's a great song. By the Time I Get to Phoenix is a fucking awesome song. These are really brilliantly written songs, and but that was the late 60s. I don't think that music, but we did play it on this station. What else? Every now and again, you know, you hear something good. Okay, kiddies, it's time to roll into this goddamn thing. We got, we had a huge rehearsal yesterday. Got another one coming up. I'm going to the range tomorrow. Well, as you hear this today, I'll be out on the old firing range, man. It's a way to relax for me. I started doing it when I was in high school, and my father taught us, you know, he brought us out in the, my dad took us out to Azusa Canyon to shoot out there. But we, and as an adult, you know, I've come to, we have a range here, Oak Tree Range. We have, a lot of places, Shooter's Gallery. So I'm going to go and do some shooting tomorrow. Okay, kids.